Hello and happy Monday. I hope you had an awesome weekend and you're ready to start this week strong. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10 and I'm in Buffalo, New York for yesterday's NFL playoff action. We start today though with news from the White House. On Friday, FBI investigators found more classified material while conducting a search of President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware home. This comes 2 weeks after it was first reported that classified documents were found at Biden's private office and then later again at his home in Delaware. Also on Thursday, President Biden said there was nothing more to this. A special counsel investigation has been appointed to look into the situation, and here's why. According to the Presidential Records Act, presidential records belong to the government and must be given to the National Archives at the end of a president's term. The documents in this case date back to when then Vice President Biden worked for the Obama administration. After the discovery of the documents, the president's lawyers say they've given the documents to the government and are fully cooperating with the National Archives.
We're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there.
This situation draws comparison to former President Donald Trump, who is also under legal scrutiny for the storing of classified documents at his home in Florida. More now from CNN White House correspondent Jeremy Diamond.
Six more classified documents have been found at President Biden's Wilmington, Delaware residence. This time, they were found by FBI agents who were searching President Biden's home with the president's permission, the permission of his legal team, and with the supervision of a personal attorney to the president, as well as a representative of the White House counsel's office. Now, all of this was revealed on Saturday night by Bob Bauer, the president's personal attorney, who confirmed that the FBI carried out a nearly 13-hour search of the president's Wilmington residence on Friday from 9:45 in the morning until around 10:30 at night. And those six documents being found following an exhaustive search of the president's residence, the entire residence, we're told, they were given access to. Instead, this was done with the permission and the cooperation of President Biden's legal team. But nonetheless, this is the fifth time in the last 2 weeks that we have learned of classified documents being found. Initially, it was, of course, at the president's former office in Washington for the Penn Biden Center. And then, of course, there was the discovery of documents at the president's Wilmington residence. And additional documents have since been discovered at that home or revealed since then. And that drip, drip, drip has certainly been problematic for a White House that has been insisting, as the president did just days before this revelation, that there is no there there, insisting that he was surprised by the revelation of these documents. And certainly a president who's trying to get past all this, who hopes that the special counsel can do its work quietly and ultimately exonerate him.
10-second trivia. Which of these terms refers to a group of chickens? Brood, pod, caravan, or troop? Brood is your answer here, though flock and peep are also terms used to describe a group of chickens. As we mentioned last week, an outbreak of the avian flu, a virus affecting mostly birds, is causing an egg shortage, and it's a big reason why egg prices have surged. Well, I'm going to let you know about one solution some folks have found. More and more people are getting their yolks in their own backyard. Having your own flock of chickens may be an excellent way to save some money, but some people are questioning the safety aspect and are being critical of the noise it can make for their neighbors. CNN correspondent Gabe Cohen has more.
Every morning, Cassidy O'Donnell fetches a feast from her Pennsylvania yard.
Oop, drop that one in there.
Fresh eggs from eight chickens, an idea she hatched last spring as food prices surged.
We had seen that the price of eggs had gone up quite a bit, and now they've gotten even more expensive, so grateful for the decision that we made a year ago.
The price of eggs is up a rotten 60% in a year. Largely driven by a deadly avian flu outbreak across 47 states that's left some store shelves empty.
Come on.
Inspiring more Americans to invest in backyard chickens, hoping to save some scratch.
What we're seeing right now is just a wake-up call for a lot of our customers.
Mike Higman owns My Pet Chicken, which sells chicks and supplies for backyard flocks. He says business is booming, up 80% this month compared to a year ago.
We're looking at record numbers because people are seeing the prices of eggs going up in stores and that they're out of stock. There are people that are concerned with what things are going to look like for food prices and food availability over the next 12 months.
In here.
Rene Ruiz built this coop last May and purchased 3 chickens, with 8 more just hatched, concerned with the cost of feeding his family of 5.
I just don't think it's sustainable for people to continue to just pay what they're being asked to pay in the supermarket without having an alternative, and that's what this is.
But his hens still haven't laid their first eggs, and he's already spent more than $1,000 on this project.
Do you think this will be worth it in the long run as opposed to just buying eggs?
Yes, it's going to pay off not only after my first year, but just long term if I continue this process.
But some experts are skeptical.
You think most families won't actually end up saving money?
No, the numbers don't really work out.
Bridget McCray is a poultry specialist that teaches chicken owners how to raise small flocks. And she's warning them not to wing it, as costs like feed, housing, equipment, electricity, and time, she says, can drive up the average cost of backyard eggs to more than $20 a dozen.
The reality is that you're going to spend more money on your chickens at home than you are on eggs at the grocery store.
But Cassidy O'Donnell says her hens are already fluffing the family's bottom line, laying roughly 8 dozen eggs each month, which could cost more than $40 in a store. Instead, she's spending about $20 on chicken feed.
So we're saving a lot having them in the backyard right now.
And she expects roughly 150 eggs a month once the weather warms up, and says they'll try to sell what they can't eat.
That's like $70 in eggs at the store right now. So yeah, we'll see a return on it.
And today's story getting a 10 out of 10, a bus for dogs. A wife-husband duo from Alaska have a dog walking business, and they decided to drive around town to pick up the pups in style. CNN's Jeannie Mose takes us for a ride.
Good morning, Bama.
It definitely isn't a Greyhound bus, but there are hounds in it.
Good morning, Jake.
Nothing but dogs jumping into their assigned seats, attached to leashes rather than seat belts, picking up waiting passengers with wagging tails.
Good morning, Amaru. Would you like a complimentary liver with your bus ride?
Nobody said no.
Jake? Dasher? Gumbo?
This bus is better than an airline.
Excuse you, you already had yours.
The doggy bus,
load up,
is operated by Mo Mountain Mutts in tiny Skagway, Alaska. It's a husband and wife team offering dog training and dog walking. Do the dogs know their own seat?
Most of them do. The new puppies don't. They'll try to just jump in any seat available.
As they ride to outings,
Yarrow and Otis are tangled.
The bus offers the potential for entanglements, but when we watch them disembark,
Jake, Amaru, Odie, go ahead.
Oh sure, some of the passengers are rule breakers.
Excuse me, ma'am, your tail is in the aisle. Ma'am, you're gonna have to adjust your butt.
But there's one seat that's off limits.
Who's honking the horn? Bama!
Bama's ready to trade her dog license for a driver's license.
Excuse me, ma'am. You're not driving. Get out of my seat.
All right, we have 2 special shout-outs today. One to Miss Bardella and her students who came up to say hello here in Buffalo. It was awesome to meet you. Also, Warwick, Rhode Island, shout-out to Winman Junior High. We see you. You know, I had an old teammate who used to say there's no momentum like momentum. So let's take great energy into this day and start this week strong. I'm Corey Wire, and this is CNN